Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got a gentleman who I've had the pleasure of meeting and working with in the past. And he is going to be running for the state of Texas's Attorney General, Mr. Aaron Wright. And I wanted to get Aaron on so that he could chat with us and tell us what he's up to, why he's running for this very important position, and to tell us a little bit about his background. Aaron, thank you very much for taking time to be with us. Welcome to the show.
Happy to be here, George. Thanks for having me, and it's really good to be talking to a fellow San Antonian. My wife and I, as you know, I think we first met in San Antonio, so it's good to be on the air with a San Antonian.
Great. All righty, my man. First of all, let's start by introducing you to the folks. Tell us a little bit about your background and what has been motivating you to get into law enforcement, into this part of your career.
Yeah, well, so my name's Aaron Wright. It's spelled R-E-I-T-Z. Folks can look me up online pretty easily. I'm on social media and all that. And look, I'm running for Texas Attorney General because I think we need just the kind of candidate as what President Trump described me as when he brought me into the Justice Department. And that is a true MAGA attorney and a warrior for the Constitution. So, you know, George, I most recently served in President Trump's 47th, his most recent administration as the 47th President of the United States. I was the presidentially appointed Senate confirmed head of the Office of Legal Policy before deploying back to my home state, Texas, to run for AG to succeed Ken Paxton. But the reason why President Trump brought me into his administration, the reason why he called me a true MAGA attorney and a warrior for the Constitution, is because he looked at my background and found somebody who was going to be able to help advance the America First law and order agenda. So that background, it goes back to San Antonio, where my wife and I met in middle school. We actually both went to Reagan High School. I was then in the Corps of Cadets at Texas A&M, commissioned as an officer in the United States Marine Corps, deployed to the northern Helmand province of Afghanistan. And after 5 years on active duty, I went to law school at the University of Texas. And then I clerked on the Texas Supreme Court under now Chief Justice Jimmy Blacklock. I spent several years in private practice before joining Attorney General Paxton's team as his Deputy Attorney General for Legal Strategy, where I was he used to call me the offensive coordinator. He was our head coach. I was the offensive coordinator during the Biden era. So I quarterbacked all of our Texas v. Biden lawsuits, of which there were many, many, many such lawsuits. And maybe we get into some of those today. And then I did that for 3 years before coming to Senator Cruz as his chief of staff. And then President Trump won this most recent election. He nominated me, and President Trump nominated me in December, calling me a true MAGA attorney and a warrior for the Constitution. That's exactly the kind of candidate we need, somebody with that background who has litigated, investigated, sued, defended, and appealed on all of the major issues that your listeners care about. And so if they want somebody to keep their foot on the gas to succeed Ken Paxton, there's no better candidate to choose than somebody who not only served under Paxton as his right-hand man for 3 years, but who served in the Trump administration as a true MAGA attorney and a warrior for the Constitution. That's why I'm running, and we should expect nothing less out of the next AG.
Aaron, give us a couple of examples of some of the legal fights that you have been involved in here for the state of Texas, because we know that Paxton has really done a great job to fight the Biden administration. Give us a couple of examples.
Yeah, look, there is an issue that Texans care about that I haven't touched in some capacity. So, you know, Attorney General Paxton used to always call me, still does, called me his offensive coordinator. So I was charged with coordinating, executing, quarterbacking all of our affirmative litigation on the most politically hot issues of the day. And so during my 3 years with Paxton, from the fall of 20 to the summer of 23, was primarily characterized by the Texas v. Biden fights. So all of those lawsuits that we all read about and enjoyed in the headlines, where we were suing. I'll give you probably, you know, I'd like to say I sued the 46th president 46 times. And I'd say about a third of that docket was on border security and illegal immigration. I'll tell you one story. President Biden got sworn in after a sham election on January 20th of 2021. And that very afternoon, his treacherous Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas promulgated a memo that attempted to stop all deportations for 100 days. It was referred back then as the deportation pause. Now, the Secretary of Homeland Security does not have unilateral authority under federal law to unilaterally pause or halt deportations. Deportations under most circumstances are mandatory under federal immigration law. And so within hours of Mayorkas dropping that lawsuit, we were in federal court urging a federal court to block the implementation of that pause. And 2 days later, we got a temporary restraining order. It was the fastest TRO on record in the past several decades. And we got that because we acted decisively. We acted with boldness. We acted with the law and the facts on our side. And so we got a temporary restraining order. We got a preliminary injunction. And we got a court ruling that said, no, you can't pause deportations. The deportations must continue. And there are about 15 to 20 other lawsuits just like that. When Biden refused to complete the border wall construction, when he changed the rules and regulations around asylum or parole claims, we brought one lawsuit after another, after another. And it didn't just stop with immigration. It was on the Second Amendment. It was on environmental regulations, where the radical left environmentalists that were in control of the EPA and the Forest Service and all these other executive branch agencies when Biden was president, or at least his auto pen was president, we brought lawsuits to keep oil and gas flowing in Texas. And so that same kind of aggression that I demonstrated as Paxton's deputy for strategy, his offensive coordinator, is exactly the same kind of aggression you're going to see when I'm the next Texas Attorney General. The only difference is that now we have a friend and an ally in the White House. And so what we're going to need for those first 2 years of my tenure as the next AG is you're going to need somebody who is deeply embedded with and coordinating and cooperating with a friendly administration. And for somebody who has served in the administration, who is close friends and allies with all of the major players in the law, order, and justice space in the Trump administration, you're not going to find anybody better able to effectuate those relationships for the benefit of the Lone Star State. And so you're going to find somebody who's aggressive, who knows how to litigate, who knows how to sue, defend, appeal, protect Texas as a state, and protect Texans' constitutional rights. Nobody's record is better than mine that in a way that will give Texas voters the confidence that their next AG is going to keep their foot on the gas. And so folks can learn more about my background. They can go to my website, aaronreitz.com, aaronreitz.com, or just find me on social media. Just search for my name, Aaron Reitz.
Aaron, that is a very, very important point that you were explaining here at a few moments ago. Because a lot of folks seem to think that because Trump won, that our local battles with immigration, our local battles with voting rights, our local battles with the federal government attacking us. However, on the local level, I mean, we still have a lot of sanctuary communities like here in San Antonio.
Yep. No, you're exactly right, George. It is definitely a better environment right now to advance law, order, and justice with a friend, an ally in the White House, in President Trump and his administration. But remember, there are still a lot of outstanding litigation or investigations and regulations that are on the books that were begun in the Biden administration. And so what we have now is, instead of I would say, a hostile litigation posture with the federal government. We now have a friendly litigation posture with the federal government. And so we're able to enter into settlements and resolution, legal resolutions that are beneficial to Texas and in a way that's consistent with President Trump's vision for law, order, and justice. And so, yeah, we don't have to worry about a federal government that's constantly coming after Texas's prerogatives as a state or Texans' liberties or Texas businesses or oil and gas and so forth. But we have a friend, and that allows us to engage differently. Now, that being said, we still have all kinds of threats to justice right here in Texas, especially in our big blue cities and counties, of which Bexar County and San Antonio, even though there are a lot of great patriots in Bexar County and in the city of San Antonio, the city and the county leadership is not exactly friendly to proper vision of law, order, and justice. And so you need an AG who knows how to go on offense against these blue cities and these blue counties. I've done it before. I'll give you a good example. When I was Attorney General Paxton's offensive coordinator, his deputy for legal strategy, we often had to deal with intransigent cities and counties that were trying to do COVID lockdowns contrary to state law. And so I, as the offensive coordinator, quarterbacked all of these various efforts in Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, Houston, and their various counties to keep Texas cities open so that, you know, small businesses could still thrive in spite of blue leadership's efforts to shut them all down. And so, look, we got a bunch of good laws on the books this last legislative session. I hope that we'll get more during the special session that we're in right now. But at the end of the day, when the photo ops are done, when the ink is dry on the governor's signatures on the various statutes that are passed every session, for an attorney general, the fight is just beginning. I like that we have school choice on the books. I like that we're getting prayers back in school. I like the fact that we've got the Ten Commandments on display in public school. But I'm telling you, as an experienced attorney who has fought the left for my entire legal career, I can tell you that the litigation in every school district is just going to get started. The same thing with redistricting, George. Like, the special session, we're going to get new congressional lines, and maybe we'll get 5 more Republican seats coming out of Texas to better reflect Texas's representation in the federal government. But those lines are going to get litigated to heck for the next several years. How do I know this? Because I've done this before. We had the 2021 session that drew new lines based upon the 2020 census, and then in the AG's office, part of my job was to help coordinate the redistricting litigation that came from those new lines. And so we need an AG who's battle-tested, who knows how to fight in the legal arena. This is not a legislative job. My opponents, they're nice people, but the only experience they have is legislatively, okay? This isn't about passing bills or taking photo ops or signing statutes. This is a law enforcement job. You take the dead letter of the laws on the books, you take them off the shelf, and you breathe them to life through affirmative plaintiff-side litigation, through defense when the left comes after the state, and through investigations that tries to seek and root out those entities, individuals, corporations, nonprofits, and cities and counties, political subdivisions that are violating state laws. And my experience makes me fit and most fit of all the candidates in this race to be ready on day one to continue that fight in a very aggressive manner.
Wow. Ah, very impressive. Very impressive, my friends. Here, as we're getting ready to close, is there anything you'd like to add before we let you go, buddy?
Look, I would just say that Texans have an opportunity, right? We haven't had an opportunity to select an attorney general in over a decade. This is a unique opportunity for Texans to really carefully consider who is the best man or woman to succeed Ken Paxton. We have come to really, really benefit from Attorney General Paxton's legal leadership in the state. Prior to Attorney General Paxton taking the lead as our state AGs, state attorney general posts were largely sleepy, even some might argue B-team statewide. They were where they would just kind of sit there and wait for either governor or Senate to open up. But thanks to Attorney General Paxton's leadership and what he has formed this office into being over the past decade, the state AG's office is really one of not just state impact, but really national impact. And that is especially true with the Texas AG, because he manages, as the managing partner, over 600 lawyers on behalf of the state of Texas to advance law, order, and justice. And so I would encourage your listeners to take a really close look and ask themselves, if the Texas Constitution charges the state AG, as it does in Article 4, Section 22, that, quote, the Attorney General shall represent the state of Texas in all suits and pleas, the question is, who is best suited to fight the legal fights of the future in Texas, to advance law, order, justice, restore integrity to our justice system, and uphold Texans' constitutional rights? And it's my opinion that Aaron Wrights for Attorney General is the best guy. Why? Because President Trump called him a true MAGA attorney and a warrior for the Constitution. That's exactly what we need as our next AG. And folks can learn more about me at my website, aaronwrights.com, AaronWrights.com, or find me on social media. You could just search for my name, Aaron Wrights, and find me on X at Aaron_Wrights, Reitz. Find me there. Stay in touch. I'm easy to get a hold of, and I'd love to earn your listeners' support.
You got it, buddy. Folks, we've been listening to my good buddy, Mr. Aaron Wrights, who used to formerly work for Ken Paxton here in Austin in Texas, and now is running for state attorney general. Aaron, thank you very, very much for taking time to be with us, buddy. We've got to get you back on again soon.
Yes, sir. Anytime. Thanks, George.
Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.